we have a quorum with all board members present.
Member Welton, can you give us the board goals, please?
Yes. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District vision, mission, beliefs, principles, and goals. Vision: Matsu Borough School District will be a model of excellence in teaching, learning, and engaging all students. Mission: Matsu Borough School District prepares all students for success. Beliefs: we believe that the needs and best interests of students drive all decisions. All students can and want to learn. Participation of stakeholders is crucial to student success. Guiding principles: stewardship, accountability, empathy, quality, integrity, respect, collaboration, and commitment. Our goals: we will improve student success, achievement, and performance. We will increase the graduation rate. We will maintain and continuously improve safe and healthy environments for our students and staff. Our schools will welcome families and community members in the education of our youth.
Thank you, Member Welton. I'd like to ask Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have someone move the agenda forward?
I move the agenda as written.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection from the board as following the agenda as written? Seeing none, we will move on to persons to be heard on non-agenda items. Madam Clerk.
For persons to be heard on non-agenda items, the following guidelines apply. The speaker states his or her name for the record. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes per meeting. The speaker is limited to non-agenda items. Agenda items will be open for public comment as they appear on the agenda. The speaker's comments should be appropriate for all audiences, including school-aged children. The speaker is limited to comments of a general nature, positive or negative, which may not be attributed to any specific individual. Issues involving concerns specific to any single individual should be submitted in writing and given to the board clerk to be resolved. The issue may be determined to be appropriate for persons to be heard, or may be handled in executive session, or may be routed through a more appropriate complaint process. No disturbance or willful interruption of any board meeting shall be permitted. Persistence by an individual or group shall be grounds for the chair to terminate the privilege of addressing the meeting. The board may remove disruptive individuals and order the room cleared if necessary. This is not a question and answer time. Speakers may be referred to the superintendent or designee or take the issue under advisement. There is a maximum of 1/2 hour per meeting, and this is the first half hour. And we have Tanya and Martin Hirsch. Thank you. So you each have 3 minutes, so you're not going to speak. Okay.
We are here tonight with a heavy heart that we are both retiring, with my 22 years in the district and my husband with 26. I am Tanya Hirsch, my husband Martin Hirsch, and we wanted to come tonight to thank the school board for giving us 22 and 26 phenomenal years, and we are so thankful. We've raised children in the district and they have been provided with an incredible education, and that is attributed to all of you. Second, I wanted to quickly tell a little story and recognize someone on the school board. 22 years ago, I was teaching at Palmer Middle School and stepped into Colony Middle School's gym as a basketball coach, and out on the floor walked a very courageous, beautiful, intelligent young woman wearing a green sweatshirt, and on the back of the sweatshirt it read, "Been there, won that." And I could not have been more excited to see someone young and excited to coach, and I knew at that time, I was just 22 years old, that Colony Middle School was for me, if that's how excited they were about athletics. So the very next year, I left Palmer Middle School and started at Colony Middle School, and that phenomenal woman, not only did I get to teach with, became our assistant principal, became our principal, and then moved through the district being vice principal and principals of other buildings, then our assistant superintendent, and now our superintendent. And we want to say how proud and thankful we are to have worked with you, to have worked with you and for you. Dina, you've truly touched our hearts, and we're so thankful. And so we have for you, been there, won that, as a memory. So thank you.
Thank you. That was a great surprise for Dina, and it was nice to hear. I want to see that sweatshirt if you still have it. Thank you. I don't see anyone else on the list. Is there anyone who would like to come forward and speak? Seeing none, we will move on then to borough and city reports. Our regular report from Wasilla Mayor Cottle will not happen tonight. He's in Juneau. So I don't see any other city leaders who usually come up and speak. So we'll move on to administrative reports. Dr. Paramo.
Thank you, Madam President. As you see on the agenda, the report is in regard to a brand refresh, and it is in line with the board's 21st century learning and moving forward with technology. As you know, we have a logo, and over the years I had asked that we really create a brand for ourselves, and what does it mean to be Mat-Su Borough School District? And if you take a look over to the brand is over there, and it has quite a bit of gradation, if you will, with the colors. Well, that makes it very difficult in digitally to reproduce this in many different areas, whether it's online or on paper, on envelopes, different things that we've used. And so in researching it to be able to move forward and provide it to schools and kids and all that other stuff, we could not reproduce it because we could not find the original artwork and work that had gone into this. So we couldn't find the file to adjust it. And so we were using the old ages of just cutting and pasting and figuring things out in that manner. So we decided, I charged Luke and his team, the assistant superintendent and his team, to really fix that problem and make it seamless in all divisions, whether it's in schools or in any division in the district office. And so business services took that upon themselves, and we're going to put up a PowerPoint. He has part of his team, as well as Katie Gardner, who's not present. She's on a personal leave. But the rest of the team is here to present, making Mr. Larson quite nervous. But we're going to pump up that, if somebody can put that video or the PowerPoint up. Can you call it up and, yeah. Oh, they got it. They figured it out. Good. So I'm just going to do the overview. You see the new, it looks very similar to the former brand. And in this presentation, can somebody forward it? I don't have a way to do that. In the brand refresh, to give the board, to couch this in some information and moving forward, we're going to provide the timeline, what it took, what went into it, as well as the final design and the next steps, what we're going to do. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the first report.
Thank you, Dr. Paramo, and good evening to all of you and President Pauser and the rest of the school board. Thank you for giving us this time tonight to introduce this logo refresh. As Dr. Paramo stated, we're just going to go through our presentation here tonight and explain to you the process that we went through. The process started in September and lasted just about 4 months, with our final design approvals being decided by the initial deadline that we had of January 15th. During the process, our committee met about 12 times, and these meetings included work sessions as a committee, as well as conference calls to our design firm to work out all the details of the design. We did do a lot of research during this process, not only looking at other schools across the nation, but also thinking about how we would like our district to be perceived by others. Each of the steps in the process were given careful consideration. We did understand that our brand mark is well established here in the Mat-Su, and we did not want to compromise that brand recognition. So now I'm going to turn the presentation over to Melissa, and she's going to describe a little bit about how we formed the team.
Good evening. Before we could move forward with this process, we really needed to understand what our goals were. So we did a needs assessment. We started by defining our brand and understanding that our brand is more than just a logo. Our brand is the things that people feel when they think about the Mat-Su School District, and the things, the memories that they have, and the positive emotions that come to mind. And so we had to define our brand. And in relation to that, we wanted to refresh our logo so that it reflected a lot of those attributes that people already give to the school district. We also would need a district style guide or design standards that explain how we use the logo across different platforms. And then we knew we would have to eventually execute the brand and provide digital and print collateral for people to use that would further our message as a school district. You can see at the bottom of your slide, part of our research that Amy explained is we looked at how different organizations updated their logo through the years. So you can see in each of the iterations that you have on your screen that there have been subtle changes and the brand is still recognizable. And that was our goal for this too, to make it recognizable but make it more relatable, where we were still really approachable and friendly looking but more modern in a sense. So after we established our needs, we selected the committee members. The committee members are listed on the screen, and we were selected because we cover a broad range of departments and a broad range of job requirements. We all do different things, but a lot of the different things that we do include putting out publications that the public and our departments and our staff see. And then after we were selected, we selected a design agency. We interviewed 3 or 4 different agencies. Some were local in Alaska, and we ended up going with CMA, Creative Media Alliance, who works out of Washington. And we selected them because they had a very linear process for how this brand refresh would go. It was something we had never done before, and we didn't want to be like fish out of water. And so we wanted someone who could walk us through each of the steps that was necessary. So that's why we selected them. Catherine is going to talk about our branding process.
We really looked at where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And we also decided, you know, we need to know how we're going to get there. So CMA took us through a long, extensive questionnaire, asked a lot of questions about what we like about our branding, our marketing, the whole package that is Mat-Su. What do we like about what others may think about us? What do we think others think about us? Just a whole plethora of questions and kind of timeless looks at the district. And so to define where we want to go, we looked at our goals. Of course, it's always to tell the story of the Mat-Su Borough School District. And if you look around the room tonight, you see one evidence of the story. Our schools are saying thank you to you tonight. The school board is the story of the Mat-Su Borough School District. You've heard story from 2 teachers retiring. Everyone comes together as part of the same whole. And so the backstory, no matter where we are in the district, is always the same. It's the success of the Mat-Su Borough School District, the success of how we engage our public, the success of how we plan our work, and success of our students. So we defined all of that. And we wanted to continue to highlight the unique features of the Mat-Su Borough School District. Geographically, we like the mountains, we like the trees, we like the glaciers, we like all the things around us that make us Mat-Su. We continue to reflect the values and the mission. The mission of our district, of course, is, in your words, to prepare all students for success. And that means a lot of things to a lot of different people. That's success for our employees, success for our parents, success for you as school board members, success for our students when they walk away from the Mat-Su Borough School District. Today at Palmer Chamber, we had a Colony High School senior talk about her success in the Matsu Borough School District. And that happens in our communities all over the borough. We are MSBSD, and we want to keep our elevator speech. We want to talk about the things that are positive. We operate under the three ideals of innovation, choice, and customer service, all tied up, all going back to your mission to make us successful. And so we kept our brand, we kept who we are. We're maintaining the story of the district. The power of the district is how we influence people. That's really the marketing strategy for the boroughs, for our district. How do we influence people? We influence our students, we influence our parents, we influence every stakeholder to believe in what we're doing because we believe in it, and we demonstrate the story every single day.
All right, so I would like to introduce you to our new logo design. As you can see, we kept a lot of the same elements that we had before. We did remove some of those small pieces that we weren't really recognizable in the original logo. We also made it more monochromatic. We do have a very simple color scheme of a dark gray, black, and a blue. We also do have one that is white that you can change the background on. So if schools would like to customize it a little bit more for their school colors, they can also use that. And also our word mark there with the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District. It's very clean lines and just a little bit more refreshed. You can also see how we've expanded the mountain range and also the tree line to just give a little bit more emphasis to the natural features that we have here. So part of this branding refresh was also giving us some new collateral. This includes letterhead, business cards, as well as folders and envelopes. Also, CMA did provide us with a very nice pack on how to utilize our brand, what to do and what not to do, and how to best utilize those logos and things that we have. So I'll pass it on to Dina to finish up.
So we wanted to include the visual of the logo's timeline to give you some perspective on where the logo has come from and where it is now. Basically, you can see that the apple is pretty great. A little psychedelic, maybe. So basically, we just wanted to show you that roughly every 10 years, a refresh of the logo has come about in almost a natural way. It's just time for a refresh every so often to keep things modern and consistent with the changing times. And what's important to note is that throughout all iterations of the logo, the key features of our district have remained intact. So the student figures and the natural elements remain throughout each iteration. The last thing we wanted to go over is our next steps. So our rollout for this brand is to first disperse the materials at the administration building, slowly phasing out the old materials and integrating the new materials, which is already underway. And then, of course, a board meeting notification and a principal meeting notification, which will be on March 3rd, to make sure that everyone is aware of the new rollout. And then our last step, of course, is to post the style guide for reference. And the intent there is to ensure that the new design is used accurately and consistently across the district. And with that, we would like to thank you for your time and allowing us to present this and ask if anyone has any questions or comments or feedback or anything they would like to share.
Are there any comments from the board? Questions? Okay, see none. I really like it. And thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. Oli says he was threatened about asking questions, so.
Oh. We have to be nice to you.
All right, so we will move on to our student advisory board update. Amy McCullough. McDougall, Amy, go ahead.
All right, our last SAB meeting was on the 9th, and Member Dearman, Member Rutherford, Mrs. DePriest, Mrs. Murphy, and the director of the Valley Recycling Center came in to talk to our committees. And we proposed a final schedule for high schools, and it was passed. It would make a uniform final schedule. So all of the periods would be on the same day and same time. And that came about because high schoolers saw a problem with the current inconsistencies of final schedules, because if students were attending one or more schools, they would have to choose between which finals they would take that day. So this new schedule would eliminate that problem. And we are also looking into Healthy Futures grant to get water bottle refillers in schools. And to get that grant, we would have to have drinking water campaigns in schools and possibly guest speakers to talk about the benefits of water. And we also added middle and alternative school representatives. And our next SAB meeting is March 8th at Matsu Central. And the new logo looks great. So good job to all those involved.
Thank you, Amy. Dr. Paramo.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to share some news. I wanted to, the board might have heard that we had downed our unmanned aircraft. We don't call them drones anymore. Due to the new regulations, we wanted to be sure that our insurance would cover these when students use them in school. So Luke and his team researched that. We are now covered. We have liability for this as needed for the school district. And we do have four unmanned aircraft systems located at Houston High School, Reddington, and Matsu Central School, as well as Career Technical High School. And so we have classes, and the part of it is just so you know that the teachers will have to take ground aircraft safety class. It's online, $250. We're going to get all four teachers or anybody that supervises the students that training. So we just want to let the board know that moving ahead, we're going to follow all the rules. So we did that. The second thing I want to share is we're quite proud of Palmer High School and Stan Harris. He was able to bring the music festival, the state music festival that are, generally for the last 20 years that I know of, has occurred at the University of Fairbanks with students from around the state. It's quite the event. It's literally almost a competition to get there. Students learn from high quality people. Mr. Harris, and this is something for our community as well, has brought it to the Valley that Palmer High School is hosting this statewide event. In addition, the Glen Massey Theater is going to be the place for which the final concert will take place. So we're quite proud of that, and provided him some support from the board as well for doing that. We did finish up the state hockey tournament out at the Menard, and want to thank the city of Wasilla for giving us a 50% break on ice time. So that certainly made that event affordable, nice to do, and we believe that ASA will continue to grant that to Matsu because it is the, they say, the best venue, and they're always treated well in the Matsu. So just wanted to thank those folks. In addition, before I get to the budget, I would like to share a video because we are gearing up for March 1st. It's quite exciting. We are coming up on the first ever Matsu Tech Expo. And so we have a little video that some kids made with their teacher, and we're going to show it to you, and it's free advertising.
In the 21st century, how are we preparing your kids for an ever-changing world and an unpredictable future? On March 1st, you can come see firsthand.
Schools all around the district are sharing what it is we do. Come see what we are exploring.
Supporting.
Producing.
Operating.
Evaluating.
Investigating.
Applying.
Creating.
Come see what we are learning at the MSBSD Technology Expo on March 1st.
So that was one of the projects of the student was to actually make an advertisement, a commercial, if you will, to advertise it. So we thought it was so well done, we'd like you to see it. We have posted it on our website and wanted to get out to as many people as possible. It's also on social media. For the event, we are having two different time slots, one during the day, which we want to bring in many, many of our own students from around the district. We're going to bus them in. They will have wristbands because they'll be from all different schools, and they'll each have an hour to move about, and it's going to be kind of a free move about, if you will, like you would at a conference or at the state fair, something like that. But we need to ensure that the students who come, hundreds of students who come, get back on the right bus going to the right school, so that they will wear colored wristbands to identify them. We do have our Joe Schmidt working on safety and security. We have also all of the vendors will be identified with vendor tags and vendor t-shirts. So this is quite exciting. Mr. Hill shared with you at the last meeting what the venue would look like and the interest in the programs, and it is just building excitement since. We wanted to show you some of the advertising. We provided you some of the cards. We hope that any businesses that you go to that you can share. And I don't know if we have pictures. We might not have it for the film, but I have it at your desks and tables. So we have a brochure, and you're very famous on the back of the brochure with your goal of the 21st century learning. Just talks about the expo. So we are just hoping that our staff, as well as students, as well as our school board, can pass these out at any kind of social event you go to, because we really do want people to show up. So the first session is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Adults and students can go to that one, but we wanted to know that it will be a plumb full of students because we're bussing them in. In order to do this, we hope that they get the bug of achievement and seeing what their peers can do, so that next year this only grows. The evening session is 5 to 8. And so if you have any questions, you can email me, Catherine, Mr. Hill, Monica Goyette. There is literally a team of people working on this to really be make this stand out and kick this off to engender that support that our school board needs to move our goal of 21st century learning. So without further ado, any questions, we can go ahead and just go to the budget update. So, all right. I'm really excited. It's going to be very good. And to actually just have kids say, can we make a video for it? Just to do that is pretty neat. So this is why we need such good community support to help make our budget better. So here we go. Just as a review, we have in the back, we have the budget boards, if you will, for which we're doing our traveling show, going around to different parts of the valley. Last week we did Willow, had a nice turnout at Willow. It was a good drive up there. Many, many employees were there, as well as community members. Lots of discussion, lots of questions from up at Willow. We had the principals from all the schools north, Willow North, were present as well to be with their community. So it was a nice event. And then last Thursday, Mattsu Central School, we had, I saw Mr. Michelson and Dr. Welton were there at that event as well. Did any other board members catch an event? There was one last night that took place at Reddington Senior, Junior, Senior High School. And our final presentation is tomorrow, which just provides a local opportunity for folks to come out, but truly we're getting more response online, which in today's day and age, we shouldn't be surprised. Folks like to provide feedback in their time, in their place, and in their space. So we certainly appreciate that. But just as a reminder, March 31st, we want to have a preliminary budget transmitted to the borough. And our next meeting, we will present the work for which actually just today a group of about 12 administrators got together to really look at secondary school and see the efficiencies that we've been provided through some of our legislative grants in things such as online learning and resource sharing, and figuring out how can we help each other to continue to offer students courses while not affecting truly affecting elementary schools. We're really trying to stay as far away from elementary schools as we can, and that's really even due to space in classrooms. We have high numbers in our classrooms, whereas secondary students move about during the day, and elementary students, it's a different process to find space and time and efficiencies in that area. So I want to thank our high school secondary folks for coming together and brainstorming and researching with Mr. Vervelo as well as Mr. Pico. They're doing a formal presentation to me to come up with their ideas which I will then share with the board items that we see as a team that we really can find the efficiencies to make the budget cuts, if you will, where they're needed. Again, looking at staying as far away from the students and the learning that we can. So the state legislature, we believe, will adjourn in April. I believe it's about the 19th or 20th. And then the borough sets the minimum amount. Again, the minimum amount is about between $26 and $27 million. We don't expect them to do anything else but do the minimum so that they can come back in June and give us when they find out what they have, when they've decided the borough budget and gone through all of their hearings, then the borough will then tell us what their number is, and then the school board would do an adoption of a budget. To let you know that we do have a plan B similar to last year. If the process drags out, we will provide a balanced budget and then readjust it again when we come back together in August. The budget again is predicated on these assumptions that there is and continues to be the $50 increase for which the governor placed in his budget, and that the one-time monies were removed from House Bill 278. Those are our understandings in state funding. And within local funding, we continue to request a 3% increase over the current year's funding amount. Again, this is not, we have over 4% increase in student enrollment, and yet we're still asking only for a 3% increase in funding. So you can probably figure out that the net of that is not going to be a huge spike for us. It's really going to have us continue on our path of just trying to keep up with where we are. So I wanted to provide the revenue scenario so that the board, again, and our community has a picture. This presentation I'm doing, this short mini one tonight, is already posted on our website. But these are pictures and information that came from the longer budget presentations that have been presented to our community. So scenario A is that we have the $50 increase from the governor, as well as our local money from, we did a house, to let you know that that's local, supported by taxpayers, which our deficit, the best case deficit is 8.13. And I should say that that's our best guess, but we're still hoping that insurance and some other things come in under the assumptions. Scenario B would be if the legislature did not support the governor's $50 and we did continue to receive a 3% boost, we would be $9.7 million. Scenario C would be that only the governor's but not the state money came through, and it's quite similar to scenario B. And then scenario D would really be the worst case, which is $11 million, and that would be with no additional funding this year, and that it would be exactly the same, just with more students. So we've planned to use, and I had suggested before, using approximately $6 million in fund balance, as that is what we had planned to use this year, but we're putting money back into the fund balance to keep it growing, if you will, or stable. So we wouldn't want to use all of it, of course. But we are looking at $2 million, and that is the charge. We do have some attrition at the district office that we'll be using, as well as working with principals in some other areas. So we will come back to the board in March, and it's not going to be a surprise for anyone, because all of these numbers come from working with, taking input from community, especially working with schools, talking to principals, what would be possible, what isn't possible. We certainly want to speak to the people who, again, like we say, are closest to the GIMBA, where the real value is added, which is in our classrooms. They're the people on the front line, and so we've talked to them to inform. We know we have to do this. Where is it? Where are the places for which we could find efficiencies and present to the board a balanced budget? The last open house, again, is at Valley Pathways on February 18th, which is tomorrow. And I just had a picture of a budget survey online. This is front and center, and this is primarily the manner in which we are getting feedback for the board to be informed on its decisions to be made by the final board meeting in May to transmit the budget to the borough. And there you have it.
Member Welton?
I realize that while it's not really early in the legislative session, it is still early. Has there been any discussion of clawing back money so that we might even get less than last year? Because they had spoken about that last year, and then at the end they didn't do it. But has there been any discussion of that?
Member Welton, Dr. Welton, I have listened to many. I'm pretty much glued to the legislative TV when I'm doing things. There has been many, many times it's been mentioned that there's still going to be cuts to education, as well as health and human services and some other services, public services. So I am not going to be surprised if that comes up. So there has been suggestion. I haven't seen a bill out there, but in the discussions it has been everybody, you know, should be ready to know that we could cut more, that we want to cut more before we look at plans to generate revenue. And those are just the discussions in the news media as well as at hearings.
Member Welton, I want to point out to you, in those hearings, nobody has been specific. They say cuts to education, but nobody has mentioned. There was one mention about opening up the funding formula, but I don't think that has gone anywhere, and not much discussion on that. Are there any questions, comments from the board? Member Michelson.
I was just wondering what kind of response rate we're getting with the survey thus far, and when does that close out?
Dr. Bravo. It closes out the end of February, February 28th or 29th. 29th this year, we have a leap year, so February 29th. And we will provide, we will provide not only the general data that are collected from the survey, but we will print every comment for the board to review as well. Because sometimes those are the best insights of what folks are thinking.
And we have a fairly good response rate thus far.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Folt, do you have a number that's, we do have it, yeah. It's, they just texted it to Mr. Folt from the back, so he's.
Wow, okay, so our response rate is very good, so thank you, team. 587 as of today, which is quite a bit over our response last year was about 500, so at the end of the month, so it's looking good.
Member Larson.
As the I know the state's working on all kinds of cuts. Are they talking about cutting the boroughs too with borough revenue sharing this year?
Through the president, yes, that conversation has also come up, those conversations.
I suppose, if I can follow up, we need to keep a real close eye on that, because it'd be interesting to see how much the borough would get cut, because we're asking the borough for a 3% increase on top of them getting cut, as well as a few other issues that the borough's going through that they're ending up losing money on.
Through the president, and in note of that, I know that the assembly will see it as requesting more, and we want to steer the conversation around 700 new students coming here, and not sure if they were single-family homes, then that's 700 new homes that either through rent or ownership they're paying the borough for services, and one of those services, along with those other ones that you had mentioned, is schooling. If there are multiple families and, say, five kids in each family, then, of course, it's not that many, but it's still an increase from where we were last year with the same amount of money. And so we're trying to link it back to the service to students and the people in the borough. If that helps, it might not make a great argument, but we certainly have increased in students, and the borough has increased in population.
Just one quick follow-up. I do like what you guys did. I think the last meeting or the two meetings ago, it shows that the 3% isn't really 3%. It's breaking even, or Because of the 700 increase. In other words, their giving is actually going down percentage-wise. So they're not even given a 3% increase. They are keeping even. And we haven't asked for that 3% in the fall like the state gives us the money in the fall. We do without for a whole year. And break even, hopefully, this spring. And then if we have an increase next fall again, we're back behind. So, that salesmanship, I like what you're doing there, too.
Are there any comments or questions from the board? All right. Dr. Prama.
Thank you, Madam President. The next agenda item is, not sure if you're aware, but this is board appreciation. And so I wanted to say thank you to our Matsuburo School District School Board. And students and schools from around our district just wrote some thank yous around the room. They're hanging, so hope you can enjoy those. We do have just, we know you take a break generally at this time, so we just have some healthy snacks and certainly wanted to say thank you for your service. In addition, provide you some warm hands. We have gloves that have our logo on it. Too bad it's not the official new logo, but it is a wonderful logo nonetheless. So just thank you very much for all that you do for Matsuburo School District. So we're a top-notch board. Thank you.
Thank you, and healthy snacks sound good. Let's take a 10-minute break. Calling us back in session. The next item on our agenda is budget public hearing. And I do believe we have already spoke about the budget, and we have no one signed up to speak. Is there any member of the audience who would like to come forward and speak on the budget? I would like to remind people who are in our listening audience today that the last budget presentation is tomorrow at Valley Pathways. If you would like to come learn about Matsu's budget at 6:30, come and learn about Matsuburo School District's budget. That would be a good time to ask questions of administration and school board members. Moves us down to consent agenda minutes of February 3rd.
I move the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection from passing the consent agenda? Seeing none, that item passes. Moves us to action items. Item A.
I move action item A. Reappointment of tenured teachers for the 2016-2017 school year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any member of the audience who would like to come forward and speak on this item? Dr. Promo.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to make a statement in regard to the next three action items. As a superintendent, I get the opportunity to visit each of our 46 and soon to be 47 schools, be those traditional neighborhood schools, charter schools, or special mission schools. I want to let you know that I'm continually struck by the many talented teachers I see during my visits. I see rigorous instructional units, innovative uses of technology, and most importantly, students engaged in learning that they will need to be secure in their future. At the last board meeting, we heard about our needs for recruitment and had a special presentation on that. I want the board to also know today that I understand the correlated need for teacher retention as well. Matsu has the lowest turnover rate of any of the large five districts and has the fourth lowest in the state as a whole. And I want to see this continue to be the norm. Though we are facing times of fiscal uncertainty and the realities of shrinking resources, my approach will continue to be focused on making decisions in an informed and calm manner. We have great people that make up our great district, and where possible, we want to give them the security we can in knowing their employment will continue. I want their concentration on student learning. I'm recommending the approval of the rehire of tenured teachers, non-tenured special education teachers, and non-tenured related service providers, because we will need these individuals next year. The board has set us on the path to offer a 21st century education to all Mat-Su Borough School District students. We need great teachers to do this. I've evaluated what our projected budget can support, and while there are many unknowns which prevent us from moving forward with all certified staff, we will bring forward for consideration contracts which can be supported by our budget as early as possible. I am appreciative of the dedicated and hardworking teachers in the Mat-Su and look forward to continuing to visit our many classrooms in the future. As the budget, scenarios become more real, each board meeting, I intend to bring more and more certified tenured contracts forward, as well as non-tenured certified contracts to ensure that we keep the best. But today, I am recommending these three large groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Paramo. Someone could move. We've already got that moved. Is there any questions from the board? Comments? All right, so we will take item A, reemployment of tenured teachers for the 2016-2017 school year. Member McDougall, do you want to give us an advisory vote?
Yes.
All right, this item passes with all members in agreement. So we'll move down to item B.
I move item B, reemployment of non-tenured special education teachers for the 2016-2017 school year.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, we've already had an administrative comment. Is there any comment from the board? All right, let's go ahead and move. Member McDougall?
Yes.
This item also passes. That takes us to item C.
I move action item C, reemployment of non-tenured related service providers for the 2016-2017 school year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, we have also heard an administrative comment. Is there any comment from the board? I was wondering if you could remind us what non-tenured related service providers, what those jobs are.
Madam President, those are the same jobs for which we requested 10 contracts to be given out. There are speech language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, school psychologists, those four units.
All right, thank you. If members of the board will please vote. Member McDougall?
Yes.
That item also passes. Our action items for the evening are over. That went very quickly. Future items, future business, upcoming meetings. We have a March 2nd regular school board meeting here at the central office. On March 8th, we have a joint assembly board meeting at the assembly chambers. And on March 23rd, we have a regular school board meeting again here at the central office. I'm passing down the schedule. At our last meeting, we recommended we meet at Houston Middle School and also at Reddington. We've scheduled our April 6th meeting at Houston Middle and our May 4th meeting at Reddington. Is there any comments from the board? Is this what you were looking at for those meetings? Member Rutherford?
Why did we say Houston Middle instead of Houston High?
We did say Houston Middle,
okay. I just thought the high school might have more room for us and be better suited. Yeah, we could just be in the parking lot.
We could do on the nice through football the, field.
Yeah. we certainly can. Either school, both have plenty of room for us. And actually, the middle school is probably a little bit larger of a building than that middle school because it used to be the high school. So, and those older buildings just seem to have big space to them. But I believe not very many board members have seen the new Houston High School. It's, you know, it's not new, but... We could have it on the football field. That's a beautiful field, yes. But if you'd like to see the high school and do a tour of, yeah. Would you like to have it at the high school instead of the middle school?
Whatever's easier for them. I was just saying that because haven't seen the new high school.
Okay.
It's not that new, but I just never had an occasion to go there, and I've been to the middle school several times.
Madam President, I suggest that Jean and I will contact both principals and ask what's going on in the building and anywhere that it would be least intrusive to any kind of activity or other thing going on, whether sports or we'll have it at the opposite school. And if they don't, then we'll flip a coin, and that's the school we'll go to, and then we'll advertise it. How's that?
Okay, if it is rock, paper, scissors, that'll work too. All right. Is there any problems with that agenda? Member Larson?
The joint school board meeting, we have submitted some ideas, but when you submit an idea, does that mean it goes on the agenda, or should it be approved by... You know, I mean, I submitted two items, and they may not want to, I don't know, the whole board may not want to look at, you know what I'm saying? You just don't want to submit something just to submit it. So how is that, I guess I'm asking how that works.
Usually when a board member requests a report or wants something on the agenda, it usually goes right on the agenda,
right on
Member
agenda,
Larson.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, if you want to pull one of those items, you're certainly welcome also to.
Well, the items that I put on there were more inquiry from the borough.
It hasn't been submitted yet, but we will get those items. Member Trimmer.
I would like to request, if we haven't, that a comparison be given to the assembly on a year-over-year per-pupil contribution from the borough, so they can see the per-pupil year-over-year. And if it is indeed dropping per-pupil, then they can see that.
All right. I don't think that would be a problem. All right. If you have any other items you would like to see, go ahead and get those to Stacy. All right, that takes us down to persons to be heard, our second persons to be heard on non-agenda items. I will just make a quick request. Is there any member of the public who would like to step forward and be heard on non-agenda items? All right, we'll move ahead to correspondence, board committee reports. Was there a board committee that met over the last couple of weeks? All right. Is there any correspondence that people would like to report? All right. Seeing none, that takes us down to comments from administration.
Mr. Stone, do you have any comments for this evening? Mr. Fulp, do you have any comments for this evening?
Just to encourage folks to get online to complete the budget survey and Valley Pathways tomorrow night. Thank you.
Madam President, I just want to say thank you again for the board support of the students and staff and all employees of the Matsubara School District. I appreciate working for you.
Thank you. Member McDougall.
Well, a few SAB members are planning to present the proposed final schedule at the principal's meeting on March 3rd, and also high schoolers are gearing up for OSOG on April 7th, 8th, and 9th in Kodiak. And we will visit the recycling center for part of our March 8th SAB meeting, which will also be at Matsu Central. And I'm glad that I'm on the school board, and I appreciate the entire school board this month.
Thank you, Member McDougall. Member Trimmer.
Well, keep it short and sweet, kind of like the meeting tonight. Did enjoy a musical at Sherrod yesterday. Great little presentation. There is a lot going on coming up with plays and stuff, so hope to enjoy some of that stuff within the next 2 weeks. So, thank you.
Thank you. Member Michelson.
Well, I'd just like to say that it is an honor to be serving on the school board, and some of these posters kind of remind us of how important that job really is, so I really do appreciate the opportunity. And then just to reiterate how big a gap that the Hirsch's leaving Colony Middle is going to have. You know, they all taught my kids through there and have just had tremendous impact, I think, positive impact on the school and that kind of that colony community in that area of the valley. So I wish them the best of luck in their future.
Member Walton.
Well, I'm going to fill in what they didn't fill in because I have a lot of things here. Sorry about that. First, on Board Connect, we were sent next year's schedule of meetings. And when are we supposed to give you some suggestions of what needs to be changed? Now or later?
We can do it now or we can look at it next school board meeting.
Okay. I'll just wait till next school board meeting then.
All right.
Okay. All right. I've been busy. I went to American Academy Charter and did a tour and spent quite a bit of time with Principal Huggins and looking at their progress and the things that they're doing and how big their elementary education area is and how it's grown. Let's see, I went to the budget update. I went to, that was at Mat-Su Central. I went to the Alaska Middle College at their open house. I had not been to the Eagle River campus since before. It was, the last time I was there, it was under construction and I had to kind of imagine it. So it was really nice to go and see it and spend some time talking with the director. I went to the Merry Wives of Windsor, which was last weekend at Colony High School, and it is also this weekend. And I did go to the Evolution of Music, which was written and directed by Stan Harris, and it is tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday. And my spouse even said it was a 10. It's well worth your time. He wants to go see it again. So it was fabulous. It really was. And it's just, it was fun and it was good quality and says so much about what our school district does. This morning I was at the Justice Coalition and we had some new members and people coming in. We learned about interpretive services, and I think the person who came out to talk to us also talked to the school district today and a couple other people about the services for that are required when you have a federal grant for interpretation for our clients, our students and their parents. Also, at the college, I teach lifespan development. I had Kelly McBride come and talk about special education, and she actually clicked on the video to show our recruitment video, and she spoke a lot about the things that happen in the school district for special education, and we had quite a good discussion in the class. And so I've been pretty busy with those things, but I'm thinking that I actually will go again to go see the Evolution of Music. It's a fabulous show, and I encourage every single one of you to go and do that. Thank you.
Member Larson.
Appreciate the hard work on the logo. I know it was a short presentation, but it looks like it was extremely well thought through and a long process, and I appreciate that work behind the scenes. I really do. And I think it'll be a really good warm reception on that. I want to thank the staff and all the way down to everybody for for creating a great atmosphere in the school district. I've talked to a couple parents that were moving out because of one reason or another and moving into another district in the state, and they were not happy. So, but they had, you know, for work-wise, they had to move. And I talked to a couple of people that have moved in just recently, and they're a little bit taken back at the fact that they don't have to just go to the school that's in their neighborhood. That if they look around, and they are, they can move their children anywhere they want to. And it's a good feeling to see parents have that choice, and I really appreciate that. Been busy, various events. A little bit of the hockey events, that was kind of fun, and we did well there. We had a good presentation there. Looking forward to all the activities this spring. There's a tremendous amount, and I can't express my gratitude for the amount of work that the staff go beyond, up and beyond, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Larson. Member Rutherford.
Thank you and congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch. That was very touching. I really like the new logo. I can't say enough about the student advisory board meetings that I go to. I just think they are just doing great things. Every single month I'm impressed with the how thoughtful the students are and that they really do want to improve the school experience for everyone and make things better. They think a lot about how to make things better. Between now and the next meeting, I will be in Juneau, not for the school district, but if anyone wants me to say anything to anyone I pass on the street, feel free to let me know. Anyone I might see in a restaurant. I look forward to going to the Palmer High School musical myself this weekend because I have heard great reviews of it. Thank you.
Member Dierman.
I echo Member Rutherford's sentiments regarding the Student Advisory Board. If you have never been to one, you must go to one. The leadership that is in that room is mind-boggling, and Mr. Jensen, thank you for all the hours you put in with these students because you are an exemplary role model for these students, and it starts there, and it definitely shows in what they produce and their thought process and how they present themselves when they are a collective group. Thank you very much to Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch for their 48 collective years of service to the Mat-Su School District, and I do wish them well on their future plans and endeavors. The new design, the new logo is spectacular, and thank you to the team that worked so diligently on that and putting it together. It's a great representation of what we are. And thank you for your recognition of the school board. The schools that put up these lovely posters, our new warm techie gloves, and the little treats we had at the break. It's always wonderful to know that you're appreciated, but it's even more spectacular to work in such an outstanding school district. And I can say that because I have worked in not such an outstanding school district in my past. And Dr. Paramo, you and Mr. Fulp and Mr. Stone and everyone here at the district office make us aspire to be the excellent school board that we are. And we thank you for your leadership, your drive, and your commitment to excellence for each and every one of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Every year, school board month sneaks up on me. And I never plan anything for it, but this year when we were at some meetings, we had a speaker who talked to us about the importance of school boards. It was enlightening, because many of the things that make a good school board are the things that my fellow school board members do. So now I'm going to cry. We spend a lot of hours working together with a thought on what's going to be best for our kids in the community. We don't always agree on things, but we're agreeable. School boards that fight publicly and don't get along, their districts don't do as well, and their children don't graduate at as high a rate as school boards who get along, who focus on the work to be done and don't focus on petty problems. And so I'd like to thank my fellow school board members for working well together. And with that, if someone could move us to adjournment.
I make a motion that we adjourn this very lovely meeting.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded with no objection. We are adjourned.